at Google, we don't build projects for PR, but we certainly build projects if we think we can have a positive impact on a particular aspect of technology.
It's Wednesday, August 16th. Today on PodTech News, we're talking about Google Wi-Fi in Mountain View. I'm Catherine Girardeau. As of 9 p.m. last night, Mountain View became the largest U.S. city with totally free internet access available across the entire community. Search giant Google is headquartered there. It championed and designed the citywide Wi-Fi network. In case you're interested, Wi-Fi stands for Wireless Fidelity. The network covers 11.5 square miles, and with the exception of the Mountain View Public Library, it's designed primarily to be used outdoors, unless you have special hardware to bring the signal into your house. To use the network, you have to log into Google, though the company said users can do that for free. Chris Sacca is head of special initiatives at Google. In a phone interview this morning from PodTech's Menlo Park studio, I asked him just why Google is investing time and money in a Wi-Fi network when the company has said it's not getting into the Wi-Fi business on a larger scale.
We started it because we saw an environment in the world of internet access where entrepreneurs were really working hard to build the third pipe to the home, maybe a competitor to DSL or cable or another way to increase penetration of internet access in the United States, and yet they were being met with litigation sometimes. And if it wasn't lawsuits against the entrepreneurs themselves, it was lawsuits against the cities and states that were working with them. And that frustrated me and frustrated a lot of people here at Google, because as technologists, we thought to ourselves, there's enough challenges already in getting the network built and up and running. And entrepreneurs shouldn't have to start their first day in a courtroom. And so we thought that by throwing our hat into the ring here, we could bring a lot of attention to the benefits that could be seen by a network like this. And in doing so, make it really unpopular to oppose the creation of a network that was going to offer cheap or even free Wi-Fi access citywide. So from there, we decided to go ahead and work with both San Francisco and the city of Mountain View, where we're headquartered, and ask for permission to build a citywide network that would provide Wi-Fi access by hanging access points on lampposts around town. And so in the case of Mountain View, we were the architect of this network. We certainly worked with partners to go ahead and actually drive the trucks around and hang some of the lampposts, but we designed all the networking and ultimately were the leaders of the effort, and we're really excited to see it coming together, particularly with the help of the city.
Did this network cost the city of Mountain View anything?
No, it didn't cost the city of Mountain View anything at all. In fact, they make a nominal amount of money back from us because we've agreed to pay them a very small fee to rent the street lights that we're using to go ahead and mount the access points on within Mountain View.
So you've said you really want to, you know, make it impossible or more difficult to oppose this kind of project, but that Google is not interested in rolling out additional Wi-Fi projects. Is that true? And if so, why not?
Yeah, we're not interested in building more networks ourselves. We're certainly interested in seeing more of these networks get built. And the best way to do that is to not compete with the people who might build them. Instead, what I really wanted to do is show that these networks can provide a really valuable service to citizens, show that the networks work, show that they're viable, and in doing so, inspire the legions of really successful and capable entrepreneurs out there to go ahead and build them on their own. And I think that's what we're seeing. Right now, we've seen over 300 RFPs issued by cities in the United States asking for Wi-Fi networks to be built. Each of those RFPs is seeing a lot of respondents who are eager to go ahead and participate and take the entrepreneurial risk to build these, and that's a really robust environment for us.
So Google isn't interested in building more Wi-Fi networks, but you've got engineers now who have experienced rolling this thing out, architecting it, working on it. So is Google planning to play some sort of advisory role with smaller entrepreneurs who might be trying to get these networks up in other places across the country?
Sure. Google's mission statement is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And so if we take that in this case, we find it's our responsibility, and it's our pleasant responsibility to go ahead and share the lessons we've learned with entrepreneurs around the world who are building networks like this. So we've worked with large groups like Smart Valley Project, which is exploring ways to unwire all of the Bay Area, to individual entrepreneurs who are looking to build small networks within developing countries to go ahead and bring access to impoverished people, and giving them just the frank advice we have on what worked and what didn't work and what we do differently and what we learned along the way.
Now, is Google going to be involved in the long-term ongoing maintenance of the Mountain View Wi-Fi network?
Sure. The network really is pretty easy to maintain. We've used some amazing equipment from suppliers like Tropos and Alvarion that is very resilient, and even if individual radios break or go down for some reason, the rest of the network, because it's a mesh configuration, really self-heals and starts to pick up the slack for the network pieces that may have broken. So it really doesn't require much maintenance at all, but we're going to be committed. Mountain View is where we're headquartered. It's where many of our employees live, and we're going to be here for the long term.
One thing I read is that this might be a way to turn Mountain View into kind of a testing site for new Wi-Fi-enabled devices. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, we thought about it. We're really excited for that. In fact, it's already begun. A lot of device manufacturers have been reaching out to us asking if they can bring their devices to Mountain View, distribute them to citizens or to community groups or to students in the schools, and then see how things work. There really hasn't been a campus of this size and of this magnitude with such free and available access before in the Wi-Fi space. And so it's really exciting for companies to go ahead and bring devices. We're seeing Wi-Fi phones that are running Google Talk and Skype on them. We're seeing Wi-Fi gaming devices, Wi-Fi tablet PCs, and even new next-generation laptops. Pretty exciting.
So that makes a lot of sense as far as kind of, a larger business reason, besides great PR and being a community leader and so on, for Google to, you know, create a large, fairly large-scale testing ground because, you know, the Internet's going mobile.
Yeah, I'll tell you, at Google we don't build projects for PR, but we certainly build projects if we think we can have a positive impact on a particular aspect of technology. In this case, like I said, I thought it was unfair that a lot of the entrepreneurs who are trying to build these networks weren't even getting the opportunity to hang the radios because of litigation. So to go ahead and hopefully be a positive force to clear the air and give them a chance to build networks, I think that's the reward that we really wanted. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're looking for some business reason for doing this, certainly if more people are using the Internet and the Internet's more widely available and people are able to do more searches when they're inside their home, outside their home, et cetera, then Google down the road some more of their benefits, because as more people search, they're using Google more. But I think that we have really been motivated by a higher sense here of this is the right thing to do.
One final question for you, Chris. I'm from San Francisco, and I know you, as you said earlier, you've signed on with Earthlink to get Wi-Fi up across the city. I know that San Francisco city politics are a pretty formidable thing to get through. Where does that project stand at this point?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm speaking to you from San Francisco, and I've actually had my Internet access is down this morning, so I would love to say that we were moving along quickly to get this network up so that I'd be able to access the Google Earthlink network to go ahead and get on the Internet. But the project right now is still in the hands of the city. The city's negotiating with Earthlink on the details of the contract, and then once that contract comes to some semblance of order, it's going to be sent to the Board of Supervisors of the city for approval. And as soon as that approval happens, Google and Earthlink are ready to start building a network just like the one we built in Mountain View. And literally from the day they say go, it'll be months away, and the citizens of San Francisco can have free Internet access as well.
I am really looking forward to that.
I am too.
All right. Well, Chris, is there anything I didn't ask that you want to say about Google Wi-Fi in Mountain View?
One of the things that I think very pleasantly surprised us with respect to this project is that down in Mountain View, our very first meetings there were with folks from the library, the schools, the chief of police, folks like that. And what we found was it created such a groundswell of community support for this network that by the time we went to the city council for approval, it was a unanimous vote. In fact, there was even applause at the city council meeting. And we found from the city government on down through all of these various community groups, people were very eager to help out and to see how they could contribute to the network. And so along the way, for instance, when we started doing our initial phase of testing, if users would open their laptop and not find a signal, instead of complaining, we would get a very nice note and say, I was standing at the corner of X and Y streets. I didn't have a signal. Is there any way I could hang a Google radio on top of my house to increase the coverage in this area? And it was just a really warming response we got from people where they felt like stakeholders in the network and wanted to do everything they could to really make it more successful. And in that sense, we've had a great time working with the people of Mountain View, and I'm hoping we get the same reception up here in San Francisco.
Well, thank you so much. This has been great, and I'm looking forward to getting over there this afternoon to test it out for myself.
Cool, let us know.
I spoke with Chris Sacca today by phone from the PodTech Studios in Menlo Park. On tomorrow's show, we head over to Mountain View to talk to some people there about how the Wi-Fi network is working for them. We'll also talk with someone from Tropos Networks, the company that supplied the almost 400 access points for the Mountain View Wi-Fi network. This is PodTech News. Thanks for listening.